International Women's Day blog by Elizabeth Wilkinson. Did you know that today, March the 8th, is International Women's Day? The hashtag for social media are Be Bold for Change and IWD 2017. And in the theme of celebrating women and their achievements, I wanted to introduce you to some inspirational dyslexic ladies. I hope they will inspire you as much as they inspired me. First is Lindy Smith. Lindy is an author, teacher and expert cake designer. She is also a talented businesswoman and an inspiration to those who meet her. Can you tell I'm a fan? Lindy's business is Lindy's Cakes Limited. I first met Lindy at a Network with Style meeting a few years ago. She always greets you with a lovely smile and has an air of spring about her, like there's always something good in the air and about to come. Her cake designs are inspirational, so much so she won the 2016 Dyslexia Awards Amazing Art Award, sponsored by Nicola Rust in the Shed Stationery Boutique. A little bit more about her further on. Please take a moment to check out Lindy's Cakes Limited and you will see exactly why she was chosen for such an award. The second lady I would like to introduce you to is the amazing Penny Topsom, author of Multiplication Rules. Penny lives in London and I met her at the education show at the NEC in Birmingham several years ago. I picked up her book with much scepticism, thinking, oh, here we go, another times table help book. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw it was in colour, well laid out and made sense. That coupled with Penny's blatant and wonderful passion for empowering and raising awareness of alternative, fun and easy ways to learn, not just times tables but mathematics too, was blindingly obvious. And so I had to invite her to exhibit at our Dyslexia Information Day event. I am glad to say that Penny travels up from London to exhibit every year. The third lady I would like to introduce you to is the wonderful Nicola Rust, also known as In the Shed. Nicola is currently on maternity leave, having given birth to a beautiful little girl, very fitting for International Women's Day. Nicola's designer eye, passion, flair and creativity is wonderful and inspiring too. She is, as mentioned above, the sponsor of the Dyslexia Awards Amazing Art Award and knows a thing or two about art, design and creativity. She was completely bowled over by the high calibre of the Amazing Art Awards entrance. Nicola also supports Dyslexia Information Day. Again, I met Nicola via Network with Style as one of the founding members, Rosie Bezic of Rosie Consulting. A little bit more about her later. Knew us both and thought that we should meet. She was right. I'm proud to say I've been friends with Nicola ever since and she has supported the Dyslexia Information Day, and helping to raise dyslexia awareness locally from her is much appreciated. That leads me beautifully onto the fourth lady I would like to tell you about, the lovely Rosie Bezic. She is one of three founding members of Network with Style, and as stated above, her business is Rosie Consulting Limited. Rosie is a wonderful advocate for women in business and entrepreneurs. Rosie was the first sponsor on board with the Dyslexia Awards and she sponsors the Entrepreneur Award. An inspirational lady who works with all size businesses, from self-employed one person to huge corporations. Rosie is an inspiration to me personally and so many other ladies in business. She is the governor of a local college, involved with local chamber of commerce and so much more. Looking back through this blog, I realise that there are several links between the women I've introduced you to, and that we are not just linked by being dyslexic. These ladies, like me, are passionate about what they do. They care and they are active within their communities. They embrace each day and want to effect change for the better in the world. This has made me smile a big smile, and to know that there is such passion and determination is out there leaves me hopeful that change will happen. And Be Bold for Change is the hashtag, and I think that's quite apt. These ladies are just a handful of inspirational dyslexic women I know, and I can think of over 35 that I could or should have introduced here. So what I will do is post blogs throughout the year about them all, providing they want to be included, of course, and hope that they inspire you to be all you can be, to follow your dreams and to be bold for change. It is saddening that International Women's Day is needed, but it is also a great sign that we can have International Women's Day without having to chain ourselves to buildings, hold marches and face being arrested. A suffragette reference there, by the way. Suffragette is an excellent film, well worth watching. If you haven't already seen it, please do. And whilst we're on the subject of films, have you seen Hidden Figures? This is another must-see and great film about women who did things that shaped history. So lastly, I urge you to please take a moment to visit the International Women's Day website and find out more about how you, we, male and female, can be bold for change and help shape the future. Elizabeth Wilkinson, thank you.